Sometimes he forgets. Sometimes he's too lazy. Croker said, "Bring the standard when you come back. Then I can give that amulet to somebody else. Still want me to go past One Eye's hall? I'm better now. I'll handle it. Get some rest. If you've turned into the religious sort while I wasn't looking, beg your gods to get us through the rest of the night." Fortunately, there was not a lot of night left. The shadows would have to go into hiding before long. The tables would turn. Soldiers would spend the daylight hours hunting them. During our conversation, we had heard several remote screams. Yeah. As I was about to leave, I observed, shouldn't most of the stupid ones, the ones who didn't want to do the work or to inconvenience themselves, be dead by now? I expect so. I imagine the shadows are learning from their successes, though, and their failures. Shaking, I went out into the night. Clouds masked the stars. I could see nothing but the occasional flight of a fireball and the glow atop Overlook's remaining lighted towers. I listened for crows and owls and bats, for rats and mice. I heard none of those. There was no noise anywhere that was not of human origin. Shadows found non-human life nearly as tasty as human, and a whole lot less difficult about being hunted. A breeze had begun to blow. I sniffed the air. Considered the overcast. Looked like we were going to get some rain. I descended into my own dugout. Inside I found Tai Day huddled beside the fire, pallid for Nguyen Bao, obviously frightened. Weird. I had trouble picturing him being scared of anything. I told him, "We'll be fine here. This candle will keep out any shadows that get through the spells One Eye spread around outside." I did not mention the standard. He didn't need to know. I tossed him the amulet Croker had given me. For insurance. You wear that, you can go anywhere safely. I'll go nowhere till the sun is high in the sky. I like your attitude. Shows good sense. I'm exhausted. I need to get some rest before I collapse. I looked around. Where's your mother? Tai Dai shook his head. I don't know. I wouldn't know where to start looking. If I could summon the courage to rid myself of the cold water that has replaced my bones. She isn't out there with Uncle Doge, is she? Concerned? Tired? I spoke without thinking. Tai Dai was not so frightened and worried that he missed my slip. Uncle Doge? Why pretend? Oh, I know he's prowling around out there. I saw him the other night. Him and Mother Goda were prancing through the ruins of Kialune, doing who knows what the hell why, or maybe hell knows what the who. What's he up to? I'm sure he wasn't looking for plunder Mogaba's and the prince's men missed. Tai Dai just looked at me. Maybe a hint of a smile tried to break through. It didn't last. Will that candle last all night? Evidently, he could become mildly talkative if he was scared and worried. It'll last a lot of nights. I'm going to crap out. If it makes you more comfortable, put on the amulet and sit next to the candle. Just don't move it. It has to block the doorway. Tai Dai grunted. He had the amulet on his wrist already and was back at full worry. I said, "We'll look for your mother first thing." Now that there was a chance she was dead, I was concerned. Result of a whole lot of boyhood teaching that insisted that even the most hated member of your family was immeasurably precious. And there was some truth to that. Who will watch your back if not family? It's the same here in